Students of mine have been leading a clinical study in chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS, and the effect of this understanding of how thought works and how the thought-feeling connection inside us works on energy levels. And it's been extraordinary. It's very early days in the study, but a lot of people in the active study group, people who hadn't been able to go out for 30 plus years, have found themselves with energy again and able to participate. And while it's too early to draw hard conclusions from that particular study, the understanding behind it is actually kind of easy to see, and it's that we are psychosomatic creatures. Now, sometimes people, especially if they've been struggling with energy levels and struggling with hormones and struggling with things like chronic fatigue, they take offense when they hear the word psychosomatic, because psychosomatic has in some way come to mean you're faking it, it's not real. Well, that's not what psychosomatic means. Psychosomatic means literally there is a direct connection between the psyche and the soma, between thought and feeling, between mind and body. So to say something is psychosomatic is not to say it's not real, it's to say thought is involved in the experience. And when we start to look at energy that way, we start to see that there are kind of three different energy sources, three different things that we use as fuel, that we use as energy, and they're not the same. So there's the energy that everyone kind of understands, physical energy, which essentially calories in, calories out. You know, if you've ever spent any time paying any attention to your weight, you've probably studied about calories. Well, calorie actually is a unit of energy. In chemistry, the number of calories something burns is a way of measuring the amount of energy that is used in a reaction. So physically, calories is the energy source. But there's also a kind of a mental energy, a kind of a willpower or thought power that people use to get themselves to do stuff, to psych themselves up, to pump themselves full of adrenaline so that they can go out and do things. And that kind of energy, that kind of thought energy, is really effective in the short term, but really limited over longer periods of time, because we're just not designed to burn those chemicals for extended periods of time. And if we do, we get physical symptoms like adrenal fatigue, like exhaustion. But we also just find we just can't get ourselves going in the way that we used to be able to, because that energy source is, it takes longer to renew. There's studies that show that we're designed to burn that fuel, that kind of adrenaline fuel, for up to 30 minutes every 48 to 72 hours. Well, if you think about that, and then you think about how long you sometimes go where you're running your mind on full speed, where you're stressed, where you're kind of really in your head and trying to either get yourself through something or get yourself to do something, you can see that you're going to hit diminishing returns very quickly. And that, in fact, the longer you try to run on that kind of energy, the harder it is to get going again. Well, there's a third kind of energy that's so natural that we often don't notice it. It's the life force. It's our natural energy. It's, we could call it spirit energy. If we were to call the physical stuff, you know, our physical power, and then there's our mental power, thought power, willpower, and then there's kind of spirit power, there's life power. Well, the thing about life power, the thing about our natural energy, is it's infinite, because it comes from a universal source. It's not ours specifically, it's just the energy of life coming through us. And as long as we have breath, we have life. Now, we run on that energy when we're not paying attention. We run on that energy fills us up when we're not burning all the mental energy. And when we're not totally caught up in the physical, that's what's powering the system all the time. So in a way, we're always plugged into the mains, but when we don't notice, we run on battery power. So this is a metaphor, right? This is not true, but it's something like this, but not this. You know how when your phone is on low battery, goes into power saving mode or low battery mode? Well, it shuts down what it considers to be extraneous functions. Things that it considers aren't necessary, it won't do. It'll keep dimming the screen. It may limit background processing. So essentially, in order to conserve power, to conserve energy, it only powers what it considers to be the important stuff. Well, we work something like that. When we're cut off from our natural energy, when we're cut off from the life force in us, when we're trying to run the whole thing on thought power, we have limited functionality. We don't think as well on a whole. We tire more quickly. We need to kind of blank out more often. When we're plugged into the mains, which in the case of the human system is technically all the time, but practically when we notice, when we're not distracted by all the thinking that's going on in our head, we can run and run and run. We can run any app. We can run on full power. We can have full brightness on our screens. We can have the lights on for as long as we need. We can play games. We can run apps. We can do things because we're plugged into the mains. We have an unlimited, essentially, power source, a kind of a spirit power or life force. So if energy feels to you like your obstacle, I'm not saying that it might not be an obstacle, that you might not be struggling, but if you take a look, you'll see that no matter how run down you are, no matter how run down you get, the second you plug back into the mains, you can run as good as new. And if you plug back into the mains but don't keep running all your apps, don't keep trying to do everything for even a little while, the whole system recharges. So the next time you do need to do something on battery power, the next time you are a little caught up in your head, you still have the energy to run at full capacity. I want to give you sort of a guideline and then a very simple exercise that you can do to kind of begin to notice this more and take advantage of this plugging into the mains effects, this life force, this spirit power more as you go about creating whatever it is you want to create. And the sort of phrase that I like to use is the less you attend to what's on your mind, the less you attend to your thinking, the more space there is for this natural energy to come through you, the more of an open line there is for you to be filled up and to run on this spirit power, this life force. The more you're concerned with, oh, I'm thinking this and feeling that, and I should be thinking this and feeling that, or I don't want to be thinking this, the more you get up into it with yourself in your head, the more that connection gets disturbed, the more you're left to run on battery power, and the quicker you'll get run down over time, and the longer it will take you to recharge. So here's your assignment. It's a really simple one. Over the next few days, just start to notice what that natural energy feels like in your body. Notice when you're running on it. Notice when you're tuned in. Notice when it's just like a flow. And notice when you're caught up. And notice when you're trying to make things happen on willpower or mental power. And if you can start to get a feel for the difference, it's not that you have to control it or have to switch off your mind and make yourself do this. We don't really work that way. But simply being more conscious of that connection, of that possibility, will allow more of that natural energy to flow through you and energize you and recharge you and let you run with full functionality with whatever it is that you want to create.